All about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel Once again welcome you in our program All About Paradise Today inshallah Azza wa Jal we'll be talking about different names of Jannah We'll be talking about detail description about beauty of Jannah inshallah Azza wa Jal Be with us from start to end You'll be learning informative and fascinating information today from this program. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, Hazrati Allama, Maulana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. I make this intention that I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can make this intention. You'll be with us from start to end. You'll remember what you learn and you will act upon and pass this knowledge to others too. As I earlier mentioned today, we'll be talking about Jannah. First of all, let's find out where is paradise located. The most correct opinion is that paradise is above the seventh heaven as it is mentioned in the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 'Inda sidratil muntaha. 'Indaha jannatul ma'wa. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Near the lot tree of the furthest boundary, close to which is Jannah al-Ma'wa. This is to say that Jannatul Ma'wa is near Sidratul Muntaha. It is also stated in a blessed hadith that the roof of paradise is upon the Arsh. Sayyidina Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala and stated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam with his hand of power, wrote the holy Torah with his hand of power and placed the foundation of paradise with his hand of power, hand of Qudra. Now, let's find out what are the names of different paradise. It is mentioned that the number of paradise is 8. The names are as follow. Number 1, Darul Jalal. Number 2, Darul Qarar. Number 3, Darus Salam. Number 4, Jannati Adn. Number 5, Jannatul Ma'wa, as we earlier heard. Number 6, Jannatul Khuld. Number 7, Jannatul Firdaus. And number 8 is Jannatul Na'im. Subhanallah. Respecting this, let's talk about floor and courtyard of paradise. The greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, the floor of paradise is white. Its courtyard is made up of kafur rocks and like sand mounds. It's fenced by musk. In it, rivers are flowing. Now, let's talk about Jannatul Firdaus. Firdaus contains all the blessings that other paradises have. Apart from all these, there are lots of other blessings. One of the features of this level is that all four rivers of water, milk, honey, and pure wine flow from here. It is a source of all the rivers. Keep in mind that higher the level in paradise, the greater the comfort will be there. And the lower the level in hell, the greater the hardship and torment. We come to know that the highest level is Firdaus, at which paradise reaches an end. That's why we are commanded to seek it. This command is for all. Allah Almighty will provide according to His will. But why should we show deficiency in asking for it? Ask with immense enthusiasm, as the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sometimes according to the enthusiasm of a beggar. So we should ask in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get the highest level of Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. It is stated in the blessed hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that Firdaus is the highest level. All four rivers of paradise gush forth from it, and above it is the Arsh. So whenever you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for Firdaus. So we have been commanded by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannatul Firdaus. We should include this dua in our prayers. But now let's talk about Jannati Adn. It is narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala an that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, Allah azza wa jal has created Jannat Adn with His hand of power. In its construction, one brick of white pearl, one brick of ruby, one brick of peridot were used, whereas its mortar is of musk, grass of saffron, pebbles of pearls, and soil of amber. It was then asked to speak. Paradise said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Undoubtedly, the believers reached their goals. Then Allah Almighty said, by my majesty, no miser will be able to attain my proximity in you. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama recited this verse, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And whosoever is saved from the greed of his own self, so it is only they who are the successful. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Shen, so we should not be miser when it comes to giving the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be generous to give charity, to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we give in the path, alhamdulillah, our mal does not decrease. Rather, it increases. Allah puts blessings in our wealth, in our mal, and alhamdulillah, will attain its reward when it will be needed. A miser will not enter into that proximity which was just described. Whereas, inshallah, those they are generous will attain their abode. Now let's talk about Jannatul Na'im. It is mentioned in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, for the pious ones with their Lord are gardens of bliss. It is narrated by Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala and that the noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, anyone who invokes La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu yuhyi wa yumitu wa huwa hayyun la yamutu biyadihil khayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah will enter him in Jannatul Na'im because of reciting this. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we should learn these beautiful lines. We should recite this hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, we heard that Jannatul Na'im, inshaAllah, is for that person who recites these kalimat. Subhanallah. Now, let's talk about Jannatul Ma'wa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Holy Quran, عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى. Translation from Kanzul Iman. near the lotus tree of the furthest boundary, close to which is Jannah al-Ma'wa. That is, Jannah al-Ma'wa is near Sidratul Muntaha. Now, let's talk about the palaces of Jannah. The creator of the universe has said, translation from Kanzul Iman, but for those who fear their Lord are upper chambers, with more upper chambers built above them. Subhanallah. The greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the exterior of the heavenly palaces are of red gold, interior of topaz, dome of ruby, and turrets of pearls. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine the beauty of the palaces? They are made of gold and topaz. Allahu Akbar. Interior and exterior, how beautiful would they be? They are built for whom? For the residents of Jannah. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Let me mention about one heavenly palace. What is the description in a hadith? One of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, there is a palace of pearls in Jannah, in which are 70 homes made of ruby. In every home are 70 rooms of emerald. In every room are 70 beds. One every bed are 70 bed sheets. One every bed sheet is a woman. In every room are 70 dining mats. On every dining mat are 70 dishes of different varieties. In every room are 70 servants. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. My respected viewers of Madani Shell, when this is the state of only one palace of Jannah, imagine the glory of its other palaces. Allahu Akbar. 70 servants in each room. 70 varieties of dishes on each dining mat. 70 dining mats. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And such beautiful, splendid palaces are for whom? For those they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe in the risala of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, finality of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have true beliefs and they have done righteous deeds in this dunya and pleased their Lord Azza wa Jal. Now let's talk about construction of the heavenly palaces. The palaces of paradise will be 60 miles long, made up of beautiful hollowed pearls. In these palaces will be vessels, etc., made up of gold, silver, diamonds and gems. These palaces will have one brick of green pearl, one brick of ruby, one brick of emerald, and their stones will be of pearls. In these palaces, the wind will be blowing all the time, due to which the palaces will remain scented all the time, perfumed, subhanallah. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, in paradise there will be such blessings that no eye has ever seen, nor a heart has ever perceived. Allahu Ghani. Allahu Ghani. Respected viewers, this is Jannah. Now, let's talk about rivers of paradise and pond of Kawthar in specific. Rivers of sweet water, honey, milk and pure wine flow in paradise. Then rivers gush forth from them and flow into everyone's house. Its rivers do not gush forth from the ground, but in fact they flow over the surface of the ground. One bank of the rivers is of pearl, second of ruby, and the ground is of pure musk. In paradise, there is a pond which is called the pond of Kawthar. The rivers flow only around this pond. This pond is the noble Prophet's sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's pond of Kawthar, which is in paradise now. However, on Judgment Day, it will be brought in the plain of Mahshar, where the greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama will quench his ummah with this pond. How beautifully Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, Thanda, thanda, meetha, meetha, peete hum hain, pilate ye hain. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, we will drink from this pond of Kawthar, from the hands of our Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, inshallah. We should pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get that drink. And inshallah, if we will get that drink, inshallah, we will be amongst those who will be successful, inshallah, azza wa jal. Respected viewers, now let's talk about springs of paradise. Besides these four rivers in paradise, there are also other springs whose names are number one, Kafur, number two, Zanjabil, number three, Salsabil, number four, Rahiq, number five, Tasneem. Subhanallah. Now, talking about Kafur, it is mentioned in Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا عينا يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Indeed, the righteous will drink from a cup containing a mixture of kafur. What is that kafur? A spring from which the special bondsmen of Allah will drink, causing it to flow wherever they wish in their palaces. Subhanallah. That without any doubt in paradise, pious bondsmen will drink from a cup wherein kafur will be mixed. Kafur is a spring in paradise from which extremely pious bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will drink. And they will make it gush forth easily in their houses and palaces. They won't face any harm from the mixture of kafur, because whatever the dwellers of paradise eat in paradise, they won't suffer any harm from it. Subhanallah. Respected viewers, now let's talk about salsabil. It is mentioned about this in the Holy Quran. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has mentioned, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويسقون فيها كأسا كان مزاجها زنجبيلا عينا فيها تسمى سلسبيلا. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And therein they will be given to drink those cups of pure wine, the mixture of which shall be ginger. What is that ginger? It is a spring in paradise called Salsabil. The summary of this verse and the following verse is that in paradise, the pious bondsmen will be given such cups of pure wine, wherein the mixture will be made of zanjabil, a water that tastes like ginger, and due to its mixture, it will enhance the taste of wine. And Zanjabil is a spring in paradise that angels call Salsabil, as its water is light and it easily goes down the throat. Keep in mind that only the close bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will drink directly from this spring. On the other hand, wines for the pious bondsmen having lower level will be mixed with water of this spring. And this spring travels under the throne through Jannati Adn and flows in all the paradises. Respected viewers, Allahu Akbar. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we are also amongst those bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will be able to drink water from such springs, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Now, let's talk about Rahiq. Feeding a hungry Muslim is a very virtuous act. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala an, that the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, if a Muslim feeds a hungry Muslim, Allah Almighty will feed him the fruit of paradise. And if a Muslim gives water to a thirsty Muslim, Allah Almighty will grant him rahiqi maqtoom, sealed wine of paradise to drink. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. What a great act of kindness and charity to feed others, to give water to others, to give sadaqah of water. Yes, Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is also helping Muslims to feed them. If you want to support in this way, you can earn the rewards of this beautiful narration mentioned, and you can support Dawat-e-Islami. You can feed Muslims through Dawat-e-Islami, and you can also install hand pumps through Dawat-e-Islami to help people to drink water, clean water. Respected viewers, now let's talk about gardens of paradise. About the gardens of paradise, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that when a believer enters into paradise, he will see 70,000 such gardens, and in every garden there will be 70,000 trees, and on every tree there will be 70,000 leaves, and on every leaf there will be inscribed La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah ummatun mudhnibatun wa rabbun ghafur. And the width of every leaf will be equal in size to the distance from east to the west. Allahu Akbar. This is what is mentioned in Ruhul Bayan. Can you imagine such a big leaf? Allahu Akbar. And how big such gardens would be, and how big those trees would be, and that are there for the believers. Subhanallah. Let's talk about tree of Tuba. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the roots of Tuba tree are like the roots of walnut tree. Only one trunk of it grows and then expands from the top. The thickness of its root is so big that a large bunch of grapes are equal to the distance that a white patched crow covers on a 1 month continuous flight that does not get tired and fall, nor goes astray, and nor shows a sign of slowing down in speed, and a single grape from it is as large as a big pot. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. What a marvelous, outstanding, incredible, there's no match what can be, Subhanallah, described this beauty of Jannah, gardens of Jannah. Now let's talk about weather of paradise. You see, sometimes we're concerned about weather. We ask, how is weather like? Now, what would be the weather like in Jannah? Unlike the world, in paradise, there won't be any encounter of the intensity of hot or cold weathers. Rather, there will be pleasant and moderate weather in it. It is stated in the Holy Quran, لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا وَلَا زَمْهَرِيرًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, they will not see the hot sunshine in it, nor the bitter cold. Unlike the world, they won't face any difficulty of hot and cold weathers there. Now let's talk about reception of paradise dwellers. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ أُقْبَى الدَّارِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. The gardens of living wherein they will enter, and by means of them will enter paradise the deserving ones from amongst their forefathers and their wives and their descendants. The angels will come to them from every gate whilst saying this, peace be upon you, the recompense of your patience. So what an excellent final abode is achieved. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan that people with the aforementioned attributes will dwell in the eternal gardens and amongst their father, grandfather, wives and offspring. Those who embraced Iman will also reside in these gardens. Although their predecessors did not perform deeds like them, yet Allah Azza wa Jal will put the fathers, grandfathers, etc. in the same rank of the successors out of order for them. The angels will enter from every gate of paradise daily, three times every day and night, with gifts and the good news of Allah's pleasure, while showing reverence and honor, and they will say, "Peace be upon you. This is the reward of the patience you exercised in order to refrain from sins and to obey Allah Almighty. So how excellent is the good outcome of hereafter." Respect viewers of Madani Channel, today you heard about names of Jannah, you heard about gardens of Jannah, rivers of Jannah, springs of Jannah, Allahu Akbar, beauty of Jannah. And this is what is prepared for the believers. So we should prepare for this beautiful, everlasting abad. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to do so. Inshallah, we'll be back with another beautiful episode of All About Paradise. Until then, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
All about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise.